I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steelers insider and our Hawk with wings on the ground over at Steelers headquarters today watching practice. First of all, as far as the Minka Fitzpatrick case, Jeff, where would you come down on it? Is he having a good year, yes or no?
I would say he's having an average year. So then I guess by extension, no.
Do you think internally they are happy with him?
Yeah, I think, and I think they do believe that these turnovers are going to come at some point. There has been some, there are some different faces in the secondary. I wouldn't say that they're disappointed with him, but you know they expect, and as does he, expect splash plays from him at that position.
Jeff, you were the one that asked the question. What did you make of Tomlin throwing shade at Deontay?
Yeah, it was a shot, no doubt. That was a shot. I thought, I really wanted to know what he thought. Like, how is he going to play this? What's he going to say? And that's why I left it as open-ended as I did. And yes, well, I mean, his response was just, yeah, you could tell he wasn't going to have any of it. And here's the other side thing. Let's say that he's really fired up. Or let's say the Ravens want to prove that Deontay's a difference maker. Well, then aren't they taking opportunities away from one of their other probably better players?
Yes.
So even if they want to play that game, I think that works in the Steelers' advantage.
What do you think was Tomlin's more motivating kind of or animating purpose in saying what he said in response to you, that he wants to throw them off their game or thinks he will, or that he just wanted to take a swipe
just
at Johnson?
Just wanted to be petty. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I think there's a double-edged sword, but probably more that he wanted out there that, yeah, I haven't seen that guy. I don't, I'm not exactly
so
sure
petty.
Who you're talking about.
So he was
about.
Being a troll, yes. As Big Ben would say. He was sitting
but
in his
you know
mom's
the thing,
basement.
I mean, you guys know, you guys have been around Tomlin. You guys have been around Tomlin for a while. I mean, he has deeper messages in so many of the things he says, so I'm sure there's a little bit on both sides.
Jeff,
there.
By the way, are you on phone and not video because you're headed over to the big event we have for our amazing sponsors at the Rivers Casino tonight?
Bingo.
What do you think of this move? Mackey invited, Kabali not.
So Mark was invited.
Oh!
Whoa!
That is a bombshell.
But he has some family obligations, I believe, that he has to deal with. So.
Oh, well, now I feel like a jerk for even trying to pin the two against each other. That's all right.
No, because I asked Mark him about it today.
Jeff, of Mark or Mackey, if which one would be more upset if they actually had found out that the other one was invited and they weren't?
Oh, Mark.
Really? I think Mackey would be a quietly, slow-burning, seething situation.
Don, you work with both on the Pittsburgh Game Day live show. What would you say? Who would be more upset?
Wow,
about
you're putting Donnie Kabali in the middle.
Donnie's going right to Kabali. Jeff, let's talk about some of the injury news that come out of practice today. The most concerning and the most encouraging?
Well, the most encouraging is Herbig. First full practice since the injury against Dallas. So, I mean, he looked like he was close to being ready, as Tomlin said last week. And this week it looks really good. You know, Najee's missed a lot of Wednesday practices, so I'm not giving up on that. Dante Jackson, I'm not overly concerned about it, you know, at this point. There's not really anything that majorly discourages me. Let's see where Najee's at, if he can go tomorrow. That might be the one that I worry about the most. We saw Dante today in the locker room, and he was, you know, talking and seemed like there was no indication that he felt like he wasn't going to be able to go.
Jeff, this is sort of a random one, so I apologize for coming out of left field. I was thinking about it when Pony asked you about injuries. Do you think that, have you gotten a sense from talking to anybody, if this has come up, that they feel like this version of Russ physically, like mobility, like what he does have, is about what they expected to get out of him when he actually came back into the lineup? Or do they think that there's still more to come potentially, that he could become a little more mobile, that he can still get a little healthier, a little bit more close to what he used to be in Seattle in that sense?
Well, I think they've been surprised at the mobility he's had to this point.
Okay.
I mean, you know, Arthur really lit up, and rightfully so, is that, in that first game where he had that boot where he's one-on-one with a defensive player, was able to make a move and hit that sidearm pass. Like, they were impressed with his footwork then. He's moved around a little bit more, but, yeah, I think they believe not just running the ball, but also throwing it, that there's still more to Russ that they have yet to uncover that, you know, he's been able to work into. So, obviously, they're encouraged. But I think the mobility, especially early on, was a bright spot because they were a little worried that, you know, coming off that calf, that he might still be a little stiff in the pocket. But he's moved around pretty decent, and if he can do even more, that's going to make it only better.
I've invented a new game for the Hawk Report. It's called Either Or. I will present you with two Steelers players, and you tell me, based on this matchup, which Steeler you think will play more in Sunday's game.
Now, is he supposed to just say the name of the player like Joe would for word association, or is he supposed to give an explanation?
If he wants to, he's by all means clarify and elaborate. Right. Van Jefferson or Mike Williams?
I say Van Jefferson slightly because they're going to run it.
Preston Smith or Nick Herbig?
Herbig slightly in this one.
Najee Harris or Jaylen Warren?
You know, assuming the health is there, obviously, I think Najee. They love what Najee's done and the way he's run this year.
Beanie Bishop or Cam Sutton?
Well, this feels like a game where he turns to a veteran. I'll say maybe Cam's going to get a few more snaps in this game.
Mike Williams or Calvin Austin?
Ooh.
Calvin Austin.
Alandon Roberts or Peyton Wilson?
In this game, Alandon Roberts.
What's going on with Wilson? Is it that they're not thrilled with the way he's playing?
There's still some things he's trying to figure out. Not that he hasn't figured out the playbook, but he's getting into some of these matchups where he's, and there's been a little communication. There have been a couple of things. Not that they're, again, I would say back to Minka, not that they're disappointed, but there are some things he wants to work on. And I think Alandon's played pretty decent. And he's earned some more opportunities.
Hey, Jeff, because you said you think they're going to be running the ball and the answer to Jefferson playing more, do you think Tomlin is going to get trapped at all in that mindset he likes to have where he wants to play rock 'em, sock 'em, beat 'em up football against a team that really is high-flying and scoring in every which way? Do you think he's trying to make this another battle in the mud like he likes?
Well, what, they've won 7 out of 8
yep.
by pretty much doing that. I think he's going to stick with that game plan unless – the game dictates something else.
God, I want to see him. I'll be honest. I want to see him try to fight fire with fire and let Russ cook against a crap pass defense.
Well, what if his defense shuts down Lamar Jackson again, Mulzer?
I still want to let him. I want to see Russ throw the ball down the field. I don't want to just say, well, we always like to play these slugfests. Let's do it again.
Of course, Mulzer, I mean, look at this. I mean, who would have thought a Mike Tomlin would 4th and 15 throw a fake punt? You don't expect that from Mike Tomlin. Maybe this is a new era or new season of Mike Tomlin where he'll do some things that will surprise
Jeff,
all
of us. I don't think they would have had a play called for Williams to go deep on 3rd and 9 if it was Fields at quarterback, because I think they would have tried to chip away 6 or 7 yards and get a manageable 4th down there.
Agreed.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.